You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
Cameron.
You know,
it's funny. Mm-hmm. You come back and you do a show like on Friday nights. There's so much going on this week, I'm telling you.
This has been such a busy exhausting
week.
Exhausting.
Our buddy, two people I know, Shannon, what's his name, Tweed. That's a long story. She was doing a baseball player. You know, this is a funny story when you do sports in L.A. You meet people that you think are the greatest people in the world, and she's telling about Al Franken
story.
Al Franken. Yeah. And she was doing the baseball player, and he was married. So come on, give me a break.
See the photograph of her with the helmet on, asleep, and he's behaving like he's 16 years old, going over, making believe like he's going to grab her breast and takes the photograph.
That, first of all,
it's
not admissible,
right,
if it goes to court.
Right.
And second, I thought it was the most bizarre thing, and she looks like an idiot, and I think she is an idiot. But my opinion is, KABC, the general manager, I would be on her like a stick of dynamite. It's going to create a lot of problems because they do a story and she goes out. Men are going to say, you know what, we don't want to give her an interview. And it's going to happen. Her career is going to tank. Yeah, you can't make up stories. You know, even if he did what she said, claims, the guy apologized. We got to move forward. It's not going to do anything with that situation. You know, like Al. And then Trump tried to go over Al, you know, with Frankenstein. But, you know, Donald Trump is like barely going to make it. He's got this young girl that's going to testify. He's dead as hell in the water. And then the young girl tells me about his office, you know, Trump Plaza.
Yeah.
How it is. How you get in there. What, you know,
she knows all of
her.
So she has some background.
He was a bad sex partner. He beat her up. But anyway, he beat her up. And that's where he's going to get, the American people are going to say, you know what, I think it's best that you resign. You best resign if that tape comes out, because that's it.
You know, Clinton lucky to pull his shenanigans
when he did, and not now.
Now he's had that triple bypass or quadruple bypass. Now, God knows he's lucky he's walking.
Can't walk. You know, Bill Clinton can't walk.
He can't? Oh, my God.
Wait, is he in a wheelchair? Is he?
He has heart disease.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He hasn't looked good in a long time.
He hasn't looked good. Hillary ain't going to run for president. That I can guarantee.
Oh, no. Please, please, dear God, no.
No.
It almost killed her the last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see her collapsing? And she just did not look well. You know,
she
wants to do this. And look, women in America, you know, they want to see a female president somehow. That'll give them self-esteem. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm still a big Margaret Thatcher fan.
I still
quote Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, the Iron Lady. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you know, I was really annoyed, though, when she died and all those people were calling in to play Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. I thought that was very disappointing.
Well, it depends on your political persuasion. I mean, she's a staunch conservative, but in my opinion, she's probably been the strongest leader we've ever had since Winston Churchill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, she was very strong when it came to the Falklands War, you know.
Yes.
And I believe at that particular time, your ambassador apparently was quoted as saying that we shouldn't be going in there. And of course she said, excuse me, Mr. Ambassador, we will go in when we want to, and to the hell with it, you know. And I think that's the only time where we haven't joined forces, you know what I mean?
Right.
'Cause let's face it, since Tony Blair, you know, we've always gone to war with you guys, and we've gone to war with
all the time.
America.
So, but you know, Margaret Thatcher, definitely, her legacy is, to me, extremely positive, and definitely the second most powerful leader since Winston Churchill. Yeah, definitely.
Actually,
talking about that, what did you think of Meryl Streep's portrayal of her? I mean, I thought she did a really good job.
Oh, yes, she did. That was very lovely. Yeah, that was a good. I watched that.
I thought she was great.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep's one of our best actresses. Now, we got to reroute the show.
Yes, okay.
Welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. We're going to be 9 years on the radio in May.
Wow. Okay.
9 years, baby. They thought it wouldn't last. We beat our competition. you know, even the UFO shows, beating them. Because I saw the latest ratings, we're beating them. And
oh,
the,
good.
The big thing in radio right now, being we were consistent, we have fun, we don't make it a job. We don't say, oh, my God, I got to get the sky out. We have fun. And you know that, right? You
yes,
know
my personality. That's the only reason I'm here, folks.
Yes, we're here to have fun. Anyway, you want to call in? And we're going to introduce the three people. 323-203-0815. Even if you're in Nome, Alaska, 323-203-0815. If you're in London, England, 323-203-0815.
No, do you have to do
011
to get here?
Well, they do toll-free.
You do toll-free.
Yeah, 00144, actually. And then when you dial from here to the UK, it's 01144. Yeah, so,
okay.
yeah.
And by the way, we do take... We take the new English pound. Because, you know, Brexit, it's coming soon.
Well, yeah, but do you think it's really going to happen? I mean, let's face it.
We were
supposed to have 2 years to invoke Article 51. And I think they're just going to procrastinate, you know. And to be honest with you, let's face it, we've been in the EU now for close to 40-50 years, and you think they're going to get rid of all that legislation, all those rules and guidelines in the space of 2 years?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
They have to be very busy.
And then,
doing
that Nigel, who's coming out,
Nigel Farage, yeah.
He's coming again. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? Mossad, you know where he is. Mossad knows where that guy is. That's for sure. Anyway, we're gonna break some stories tonight. Some stories you may not like what I'm going to break, but we're gonna have fun. And let me get our UFO guy, Ken Pfeiffer.
Oh, Ken.
He misses you. Ken
oh,
Pfeiffer.
Good. I need to talk to Ken.
Is this Ken? Ken?
Hey, Cameron.
How you doing, Ken? Welcome home. Welcome back.
Hey, pal. Hi, yeah, how you doing? How's everything?
Good, good. We miss you on the show. Cassandra's with me, and we got two guests. We got a film writer.
Great! Yeah, now you guys are going to be on 9 years, right?
Yeah, we'll be in 9 years on LA Talk Radio, and they said it wouldn't happen. We're on the.
No, that's incredible. That's wonderful. You guys got a great show. You really
do. Also, remember MUFON. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The MUFON I talked to. I'll tell you off the air. I spoke to Jan, so we're going to try to do a foundation for MUFON.
Oh, okay. So that's Jan Hansen.
That's all the that's all the other news. We don't talk on radio. Anyway, I got some news. He's our UFO sighting, and I got an interesting sighting. And you probably know about it, but I'll talk about it.
No, tell me.
Well, they had a sighting, by the way, in Zimbabwe. Could you imagine? In Zimbabwe. They had a sighting 2 days ago. And the sighting was so crazy that all these things that happened... On Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe's a tough
UFO.
Place.
Mm. Well, they have the thing with the elephants and all that,
right?
Oh,
and everything. And the doodah parade is going to follow soon. We got the doodah people from Pasadena. Anyway,
we used to have the doodah parade in Pippin, New Jersey, years ago. That's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is. In Pasadena, they need something. That's for sure. They need to do not parade. Anyway, they had a bizarre UFO hovering over a Navy base in California. You probably know which one it is.
Well, there's a lot going on this week because I wound up going to a meeting one night. And not that I was in with what was happening, but I saw what was going on outside the room where I was having the meeting. And everybody was very, very busy. And there was a lot of tension in the air. So stuff is going down, and I think it has something to do with the whole thing over in China between Putin and Trump talking with the head of China into talking to North Korea.
Right.
So that's what I think is happening at the coalition headquarters anyway. So I'm sure there's tons of stuff.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with North Korea?
Well, I have no clue. But
I think
I'm
North Korea's
going to
calm down.
They need to calm down.
I think they're going
to
calm down.
Well, there was a documentary on RT where the North Korean women were getting really pissed because the police were, like, tagging them if they were wearing trousers or pants, and the women were throwing fits, and so they finally reversed some sort of legislation so women now can wear trousers.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
we could only wear
North Korea, he's a nut. And,
he's the third
generation. I think all the talk and negotiations that we do, if we postpone being tougher on him, we're just going to give him more chance to possibly get that ballistic missile capability to really reach the middle of the United States. And this guy is way out there, and I hate to say it, but he's got to be stopped. You know, I think he's got to be stopped soon. He really does.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you because when you have a nuclear bomb put on a plane, first of all, that's called bye-bye civilization. And what he's going to do is if he goes out there, you know the U.S. is on him. You know we have our spy stuff all over him. And I have a story about that later, but I want to talk about one about the naval base in California because it's kind of important because it was they have pictures. You know about the one in China Lake? Out here about the photos.
Well, I know China Lake.
They had a flying object a week ago, China Lake.
Well, that's where I go for meetings. I told you, I'm up there. Yeah, we have meetings up there.
China Lake,
the coalition
that,
meetings.
That I unidentified flying object over there, and people in the area were freaked out. Didn't know what
well,
it was.
Usually when I go there, they take me in with a helicopter, so everybody thinks I was just a regular helicopter.
Right,
they don't
right,
know about the extraterrestrials that are working there or anybody, you know.
But anyway, so that's what's been going on in China Lake. And one other thing, Ken, I'm going to share with you is they had a donut-shaped UFO floats all over a famous lake in southwest China. This happened 2 days ago. And Taiwanese salesman John Chen claimed he had captured a UFO in a dome shape on camera in southwest China. Amazing picture. I'll show it to the guys.
I believe I saw it.
Yeah, unbelievable picture.
Above the water? That
yeah,
one?
Above the water.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable thing. So everyone out there, get a chance to go on UFO. Go on, Ken. By the way, what's your UFO site, Ken? So people from around the world.
It's worldufophotos.org.
Okay, great. So
yeah, I have over 12,000 UFO photos, plus there's a lot of galleries. I have strange galleries, ghost galleries, moon, Mars. There's a ton of galleries on there. And my news website is worldufophotosandnews.org. I got like, I think, 2,200 case files on there right now, so if you get a chance, check them out. I got a real good one here from Shanghai, China.
Sure, tell me what's going on in Shanghai.
Yeah, now the person who reported this, he was the captain of a jumbo jet, 747. So, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about. Basically, what it says here, he says that while walking to dinner in Shanghai, I noticed a light at first glance. It seemed like a star until I detected movement relative to the tall buildings in the area. The object covered and moved erratically, but not a great distance. The longer I observed the object, the more movement I detected. I stopped walking and observed the object for about 10 to 15 minutes. As I focused on the object, it seemed to try to evade my observation, dipping below the buildings and then reappearing as it peeked out at me from between the buildings in a distant foreground, then coming back to full view. It was a bit windy and a high overcast in the area. It was about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and the object moved very erratically, vertically up and down and horizontal, left to right. It did not appear to advance or retreat to or from my position, and the movement was not indicative of any aircraft, helicopter, or balloon. And the movement was often quick over short distances in ways not within the capability of aircraft performance. I am familiar with the aircraft capability since I am a 747 captain.
Wow.
And this object performed in ways that are simply impossible, as we understand. The object moved both swift and into the wind and did not drift with the wind. I did have a sense that it was aware of my observation. And once I started taking pictures, it seemed to attempt to evade my observation, and its movement became greatly increased in magnitude, acceleration, and speed. I stopped a passerby to observe the object with me, but we had a bit of a language problem since I don't know Chinese. But she did see the object, and it appeared to astonish her. So that was a statement from, that was a 747 captain. That was in Shanghai, China. That's a MUFON case file, and I thought that'd be interesting.
Ken, my
very interesting.
My father was a commercial pilot, so he used to see them all the time. And not, and on, the other pilots would see it too. And this was back in the days when they wouldn't comment because they'd fly parallel to their wings and then they'd take off really fast.
They'd say, no, yeah. they'd say, it's just an experiment of an Air Force plane.
No, they knew this was even
so were they able
that.
To take photographs, though? You know, if the UFOs were on flying parallel.
But were they busy flying, so they didn't have
the
cameras.
No, but, you know,
them.
Like the navigator or the co-pilot. I mean,
none of them did. No,
really?
They never did.
Yeah.
Not that I know of, anyway, that my father told me. Yeah, but no, they would see them all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would be shocked. Like I told Cameron before, if you were to take all these sightings from people like ourselves and just toss them in the trash can, just the sightings alone from the military, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army Marines, just the documented cases and photos that they had that hasn't, some of them are leaked out, but they had thousands of photos and stories from the military that would shock the world if it ever came out.
And it will never come out, Ken.
They're never
going to release
it. Never.
I am the only thing that they've managed to release to come out and say anything.
Unless you get
Yeah, you're right. Disclosure won't happen. I hope it doesn't.
Exactly.
It'd be the worst thing that could happen to this world if this disclosure would come out and the president say that, hey guys, guess what? There's UFOs flying in our skies. That would be too much for people to handle.
They'll never come out, and Mr. Trump will never release his encounters either.
You don't think so? He got John Wayne. John. I think of John Wayne. He got John Kennedy's stuff released.
Did he?
But he hasn't released
anything about himself in his interactions with extraterrestrials.
They did ask him a question regarding there was a UFO happening in New Mexico over 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Trump says he does not believe in UFOs. I go, what?
I've sat in meetings with him. With extraterrestrials,
I'm surprised he would say that. Unless if he said he believed in UFOs, and I think that would probably he has enough on his plate right now. I think that would really open up Pandora's box.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's really talking
said that.
About. Actually has a child. Ken, he actually has a son on board the big black rectangular ship.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does. Cool. I know. I've been there.
She knows. She knows. I have Cassandra. She tells us what's going out there that I don't even know. And she does she knows a lot of stuff with the UFO sightings and different revelations.
Well, I know for the coalition.
And revelation.
I wangled myself a position of trust and some security clearance with them.
Yeah. How do you feel about the World Trade Center 9/11? Quite frankly, I hate to say it, but I think it was an inside job.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope not. I just would hope.
No, me too. That would be horrible.
I've heard people say this, but I.
The reason why what you're getting that can, and I believe it's so, is because when a plane goes in, it's going to blow up, and the gasoline itself will blow up from a plane.
Right.
And usually it's not going to stay forever and ever in a building. And it's going to blow up.
It did. Look at that.
Well, it stayed burning.
Until the exoskeleton.
The contact was kind of odd. And then I remember George W. Bush. He was out of school reading the school. That was too much. Like Annie Oakley.
Yeah, it was a bad case of acting, actually.
Yeah, bad.
It's almost as though I don't know, he was expecting the news, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then kind of overcompensated for the fact that, I've got to have a reaction, you know what I mean? You know, it's kind of bizarre, you know.
Well, hard also because he's talking
to the scary part about it all was, I don't know if people realize, I've done a ton of research on it, that only four military planes were dispatched for this terrorist thing in New York and also the Pentagon.
Wow.
Two planes from Langley Air Force Base, two F-16s, took off from Langley, they flew out to sea.
Wow.
Apparently, that was part of their procedure. If there's any kind of an attack or if there's any kind of DEFCON 1 alert or something like that, what they have to do is fly out to sea. But nobody told them to fly to the Pentagon, which is only from Langley. I've been to Langley, but Langley Air Force Base to D.C. We're in F-16s. We're talking 10 minutes.
Right. About,
and then only two F-15s were dispatched out of a reserve base in Massachusetts down near Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
And then two F-15s, they basically patrolled off of Long Island. They didn't even come towards the World Trade Center. That's where they just kind of circled out there off of Long Island, out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's telling me right there that it's, you know, because we have an airport, Pomona. That's the Jersey Devils. They have a squadron of F-16s in Pomona. Is right there down from Atlantic City, and Atlantic City is 5 minutes away from the World Trade Center. You know, why right. weren't these planes dispatched?
Mm. I think they were all taken by surprise. I really do think they were taken by surprise because it was just...
I don't know. Well, if that's the case, if you know, then the government sure did one hell of a crappy job in protecting us here, you know, in the United States.
Well,
they dropped the ball.
I used to date a retired Navy commander who had jobs that with the government that he didn't exist. And he told, this was back in the 90s, 1990s, and he said, we're playing at security in this country. We don't have any real security. He was the one who also told me North Korea was nuclear hardened. And I was talking about that, and people like looked at me, and you know, one substitute teacher actually told me I was a paranoid fascist. And
oh,
then the
my
next,
God.
Yeah, and then the next week, the World Trade Towers go down. She never showed up at our school again.
Yeah, I think she was a paranoid something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, I wanted to tell folks that to get, you know, go on your website. We've got a, we're going to have you back. Hopefully have you next week. For after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a couple. I'll look into that. I did find out about the China there in California. I'll find out some more
China
about
Lakes.
It. We'll talk about it next week.
And also, one quick thing I was going to mention, if you want to see more things, what's your website one more time so people could get a chance? Because I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah, it's worldufophotos.org.
Okay.
That's my photo website. And my news website with photos, with some real photos and stories, is worldufophotosandnews.org. So get a chance, check it out. There's some really good stuff on there.
And Ken, we'll do you have any European sightings on your website or what?
Yeah.
European cases?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of all this news is throughout the world and anywhere in the world that anything. I usually go through all the top cases every day, and I pick out the best one that that I can publish, and that's what I usually do. But yeah, check out the World UFO News. I'm sorry, worldufophotosandnews.org, and I have a ton of things on there from France and all over the world actually.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know if you're aware of a UFO sighting in the 1980s in the United Kingdom in a place called Ipswich, an old American air base called Bentwaters.
Yes.
And, of course. No, that was General Holt.
That's right.
Was general. I think he was a Air Force. He wasn't a general. He was a lieutenant colonel or something. Yeah, I've met him at a conference we had. So yeah, I'm familiar with that sighting there. That's the real deal, and that's, like I said, that's just another case of these things being documented in triplicate, from the Air Force and the military. There's tons of stuff out there that is starting to leak out, and someday we might learn the truth.
I agree with you.
You know that airbase now is now a film studio. I was filming there from September to November last year. And
That Rendlesham. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. And there's about 4,000. I think there's 4,000 acres.
Wow.
It's a massive site. And you guys had it from 1952 to the late 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nuclear capability.
I know it was a nuclear site. My son Vaughn, he was in Air Force security. He was stationed at. F.E. Warren Air Force Station, Cheyenne, Wyoming. He was there 6 years, and plus he did his duty in the 50 cal gunner in Mosul. And part of his job was they would go out to the three states there. They had these nuclear sites there, the missiles in a three-state area. And this job was to go out there to make sure that no one was tampering with the sites out there. But that's incredible.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, I wanted to thank Ken to come on. We'll see you next week, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, when's your nice year?
May.
The date you're going to be on 9 years.
May 2018. We'll have a fun show about the things, the UFO things that were fake news and real news. So we're going to talk about all that.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Hey, you guys have a good time tonight. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. And then I'll see you in Philadelphia. Hopefully I can talk to Cassandra.
Yeah.
We'll get together.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Bye,
right.
Ken.
Okay, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Me too. Thanks so much. Anyway, we, as you see in radio, we've got to move on because we got the folks from the Duda.
Let's find out who these people are.
Well, yeah, tell us who you are.
I'm Ron Althoff. I produce and direct movies.
Okay.
And I'm John Paul Gates, and I'm an actor, British actor. Well, you can't really tell that with my accent, can you?
Nah.
And I've starred in 76 movies internationally, and I'm producing as well. I produced 6 movies, and myself and Ron are putting together numerous projects that we're looking to co-produce. So if anybody's out there who wants to finance, give us a call.
That's right. And now I'm going to talk to these guys about finance. Isn't that funny? How it all works in Hollywood? Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to have the people from the Duda Parade. It's one of the fun parades in LA.
It is. It's hysterical.
Let's bring them in, and you guys just say bye. We'll go for a drink afterwards. So let's go get them in.
I shall.
Duda. Well, we see the characters.
Okay.
Duda Parade. Anyway, Duda Parade will be on Sunday.
We'll be out here.
Okay, no problem. Our show goes fast, I'll tell you. One other thing. Next week, we're going to talk about all the things for 2018, where we're going to be going. And I know. Come on, Duda guys. Duda. Okay, let's come in. Hey.
Hello.
Come on. Let's get you a chair. We got one, two,
three.
Okay, one, two. We just need one more chair. From the room over there, we'll get you a chair. Come on and welcome. Welcome to the Duda festivities. We are we are almost like the official home of the Duda Parade.
It's good to be back here. It's been a few years since we were here.
I remember you.
So, hey, we're the radioactive chicken heads.
Yay!
We're on the air?
You're on the air.
We paid the bill.
We're on the air, yes.
Everybody,
introduce yourselves.
My name is Carrot Top. I'm a genetically modified vegetable. You can just imagine that.
Hi, people. It's me, Rockin' Robin, and I'm also genetically modified, but I'm not a carrot. I'm a chicken.
Okay.
Sergeant Cyclops, and I have one eye.
There you go. Okay. This is a typical LA meeting.
Yes.
So tell us about the parade.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing the parade for a long time. It's basically all of the craziest, freakiest people and other creatures in the Los Angeles area are going to be marching down Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. And we've been doing this for many years. You'll see us, Radioactive Chicken Heads. Look out for us. And the parade kicks off at 11 a.m. at Colorado Boulevard. You got the address?
I got my info sheet.
What day?
You can tell the people.
Wait, man, I'm a reporter, man. You got to have all this stuff. 2623 East Colorado Boulevard. Great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely place. Lovely place.
There's a couple that you guys put on
your
list that are phenomenal. I went when you guys last came. The restaurant was really good. And by the way, you got to do Duda Parade, man. It's like an all-day thing.
Oh yeah. There's going to be lots of after parties all over the place. If you want to see us, we're playing the after party over at Meow Meow's shop. So we're going to be playing there around 1 p.m. A free show, all ages. You can see the Radioactive Chickenheads live, and there's all kinds of other cool parties all over.
Do you have anything live we could do right now?
Yeah, we'll play a little song for you.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a song from our brand new album we just released. It's called Tales.
Tales from the Coop.
And this is the title track, so it's also called Tales from the Coop.
All right. Let's get this.
doctor, if you will, Dr. Von Kleckenstein, an evil genius mastermind, devised a scheme to bring him great wealth and glory, formulating Frankenfoods down in his laboratory. He began experiments with vegetables, enormous in size but not quite edible. Moved on to making mutant mega chickens, but they managed to escape. That's where the plot begins. Oh, hey! In the dead of night, when chickens get wicked and descend into flight, they've sharpened their beaks and are ready to bite. The victims of chickens are stricken with fright. Here's a final warning, so be prepared. Proceed with caution if you dare to hear frightful stories of poultry spooks when you listen to Tales from the Coop.
Tales from the, Tales from the, Tales from the,
Tales from the Coop.
Yeah!
Thank you. Some scary chicken music for you.
I got a little frightened here.
That was funny.
That's how you became the radioactive.
Well, that song kind of explains that we were created in the laboratory by Dr. Baron von Kleckenstein. He had this scheme to create giant genetically modified foods, get them into all the supermarkets, but his plans went awry when we have escaped. We escaped. We're on actually on the run right now. And we're just posing as rock musicians.
Yeah. I wish we had photos.
Doing a good job of it.
Well, yes, you're doing an excellent job of it. It's very funny.
Yeah, we actually, it's nice to be. We came here on short notice. We just heard about being on the show a couple hours ago. And we you know, zoomed over here in the chicken mobile.
From the coop.
from the coop. Dan, you want to do another?
Maybe we can we play a song off the disc? Do you want to do it all live?
You want to let's do it live.
Let's do it live. Live is much more fun.
You can be doing the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you do it?
Are you ready to do another song?
The guitarist has got a funny look on his face.
Any song you want.
RCH.
Okay, this is the RCH fight song. Being cooped up in this lab day and night. Tired of being cooped up in this lab day and night. We might be chickens, but we're not afraid to fight. In a race from being caged, we got our feathers in a ruffle. Watch out, Kleckenstein, we're ready for a scuffle.
R-C-H in your face. R-C-H.
Better take a step back when the chickens attack. You think you can defeat us, then you'll be out of luck. We're angry and we're hungry and we don't give a cluck. We'll fight until we're free, there'll be no compromising. Prepare for an all-out poultry uprising.
R-C-H in your face. R-C-H.
You better take a step back when the chickens attack.
Yay!
You guys need to have a cartoon show or a movie.
We're working on it.
Are you really?
Yeah. We actually have a TV. We have a TV pilot, and the first episode will be up on YouTube on Monday.
Excellent.
Check out. You can see right here. If anybody at home, go check out radioactivechickenheads.com and you can see what we're all about.
We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram,
YouTube. Cameron Show.
And especially Cameron Show.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Most importantly, here.
Yeah!
And
these guys are very
And the Pasadena Doodah Parade.
So if anyone hasn't been to Doodah Parade, What they expect?
You know all about it.
You know the doodah.
Doodah parade is so wonderful.
Yes, you'll never know what you're going to expect. You're going to see things you could never imagine. And we're always hungry, so if you have tortillas, bring them and throw them at us.
Oh, that's right. You have the tortillas.
Yeah, especially corn ones, because, you know, chickens
corn tortillas.
Chicken tortillas.
And if anyone wants to bring some quesadillas, that would be even better.
Oh, it's right.
Then we just have to hand those to you.
Like, no, just throw it hot. We
like to catch them in our mouth.
Guys will be playing, so tell us about the parade itself, because people say, wow, we see it on... Yeah, they used to have it televised.
Right. Should still be televised. They usually show the highlights now on the
television. Yeah, we're going to get you televised next year.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it is
wonderful. We'll work together as a partnership.
It's very quirky. Yeah. It's very funny. You just go there and you... I love the guys with the briefcases.
There
was the guys... Years ago,
That's
there were
classic.
Some guys with the
That's
shopping carts. Synchronized shopping carts. It was very fun. Yeah.
I wish I knew more about all the other people on here.
Yeah. And then you had a comedian last time we were on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know that. Oh, Count Smokula. He's
Count
very
Smokula.
Funny. He's 490 something years old and he's still at it.
Yeah.
And his jokes are about that old.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so you go to this. What time should people be there?
You should get there. I would say get there around 10 o'clock, so you can be there right when it
get
starts at
spot.
11. Get a good spot.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
fill up.
It starts
yeah.
at 11, but I would get there at 10 a.m.
That's right. At get there
least.
Early,
and yes. then plan to hang out all day. Go to the after parties too.
That's right. You don't want to miss that.
And what day is it? What day?
Sunday. This Sunday.
Sunday. Anyway, so you used to have two of them. You know, didn't they have two in 1 year?
Actually, I really don't know. I really don't know. They do call it the occasional doodah parade.
Forgive him. He's a vegetable.
Yeah.
He's a vegetable.
He's a genetically modified vegetable.
I'm actually not an authority on the doodah parade, but I'm really happy to participate on it.
Good for you. We're grateful. We're going to take a call real quick. Hello, this is B. Bernadette from Austin. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Oh, Bernadette.
It's great to hear from you. We're going to have a wonderful thing in Pasadena called the Doodah Parade. So I hope, you know, you gotta listen. We'll be able to listen on the radio for this. Maybe we'll do it next year. I think
usually
I got a job.
The local
news. Are you gonna have live?
Local news used to
we'll
do
it. We'll do it live next
it's
year.
It's very whimsical.
Yeah.
It's very whimsical. It's, you know,
fun.
Just relax and you just kind of laugh.
Yeah,
and we all need to laugh.
We need to laugh now.
We haven't been laughing enough.
It's the best medicine, y'all. Laughing is the best medicine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, let's try it.
What's going on?
Laugh is good, man.
Just taking our medicine.
Just taking the medicine, yeah.
Well, you are good students.
Thank you.
That's good. Now, Bernadette.
Thank you, doctor.
Bernadette, by the way, she is a life coach.
Oh, yeah. She really is a doctor.
She is a doctor, and she helps people in different ways. But what I was going to say is too bad you're not out here for the Pasadena Doodah Parade. We'll get her out one time.
We're going to miss you.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun with that.
I know. I missed a great show, I'm sure. But I did get to catch it on the flip side. So it was really awesome, y'all. Good job.
Good. Yeah. By the way, they have a wonderful band. Could they get your, your record or CD anywhere?
We can find the Radioactive Chickenhead's new album, Tales from the Coop, on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, and our website, RadioactiveChickenheads.com, and anywhere else that I forgot. Just look up Radioactive Chickenheads, and you'll find it, and look up our videos on YouTube. If you want to see a bunch of genetically modified chickens and vegetables getting a little bit crazy.
I told you. See? You got it. It's fun. It's an L.A. thing.
Yeah.
They used to have it a week before the Rose Parade. Remember?
Yeah.
They used to have it a week before the Rose Parade. This is an exciting thing.
We've been going for about 4 years. And we'll never miss it.
Yeah, well, you guys
were... I mean, the Radioactive Chickenheads have been it, but the Doodah Parade itself...
40 years!
The Radioactive Chickenheads have been it for about 4 years, but I don't know how long the...
40 years!
The Doodah Parade is 40 years old?
40 years old.
Wow. That's
40
very
years
impressive.
Old, and, you know, and when they started, the neighbors says, this is not funny. It was L.A. Times, they had the old shows.
Uh-huh.
And people started to go to this event, and every time they go, they had wonderful things. Anything for Trump? They have any salutes to Trump?
In
the year?
I would sure be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
They have different.
It's the hot topic.
He's not any interesting.
I said he'd be interesting.
Yeah,
maybe he'll be there himself.
Any UFO stuff?
You can throw
stuff?
Tortillas at him.
Any UFO stuff?
Yeah, there always is. There's always spacecrafts there. Yeah. Many unidentified flying objects. Yes.
Flying objects come into the...
They visit. They come from all over.
Including flying tortillas.
Yes.
Flying tortillas.
All people will be there from all over the universe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially the chicken heads.
Oh, yeah.
Those chicken eggs, man. Valuable things. Now, you can also have tomorrow for people that want to eat. You have street tacos. Street tacos.
Yeah.
You have
Sunday.
Rice.
Sunday, yes.
Rice. And it's called... rice balls, fine, or whatever the thing is. And then
sound good.
Mr. Softee's ice
Italian.
Cream. And Deli Doctor. Deli Doctor. Velveza
Doctor. Deli Doctor.
Deli
yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah,
Deli Doctor.com.
It's going to be on Colorado Boulevard where people will indulge.
There's lots of parking on the a block or so away.
Yeah.
Public parking all over Pasadena.
Well, Queen Iman Phoenix be there?
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know.
Who's Queen Iman?
She's supposed to be your singing inspiration.
Oh, okay. Well, then of course she'll be
homework.
There. Of course she'll be there.
See,
he did his homework. We didn't do their homework.
Yeah,
that's
it. I want to thank Patty
right.
from the Pasadena Doodah Parade for inviting us to come out here.
Patty.
Yay, Patty.
I appreciate you guys coming. We missed you guys. And then last time we had the beer guys.
Oh yeah, you did. What were they called?
I forgot. They were on. We had guys with beer. They said, "Could you have beer on the air?" I go, "Not with the FCC."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no drinking beer.
No
drinking beer.
Bad for the microphones.
Yeah, exactly.
What I was going to tell folks is that they have a wonderful, wonderful event every year. So, Bernadette, did I get you interested in this parade?
Oh my! When is? I didn't hear the date. When is the date?
It's gonna be Sunday.
If you get in your car and start driving right now, I think you'll make it.
Oh God, Sunday! Yeah, I wish. No, I will be in the car headed 24 hours the other way.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
So now, are there gonna be any? Will there be anything on video where people can see?
I'm sure there's lots of videos online. You can look up, on all the sites, Instagram and everything. You can watch everything happening.
Well, next year, my partner here, we're going to put together a live show because it's easy.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We can put it on Channel 13.
Look up the Pasadena Doodah Parade on website. There's probably all kinds of
cool
pictures
and
stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to talk.
Channel 13, nice.
Can we get you guys back on TV? That was fun.
That would be something.
That's very fun.
And then we can get the newscaster for KABC, our lady that reported on Senator... Al Franken. Yeah, but you get her a job. Your job. Anyway, everyone out there, please attend the parade. Bernadette, nice to talk to you. And I hope all is well in Austin, Texas.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. In fact, when is the date you're coming here again, Cameron?
Well, we're gonna be out there. I think when we go to Sedona, we're gonna be out there. Next year, 2018, we're going to do our trip de jour.
Unspecified month.
We do our UFO trip.
Point.
We're going to do our UFO trip de jour. So what we'll do is, after Sedona, is we're going to be in New Mexico, then we come see you.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It'll be all part of
I'd love
play
to
ride.
Go to Austin.
Austin's nice.
Yeah.
Any nice
you guys will have such a great time here in Austin. There's always so much to do. Are you going to be in L.A. on the 8th? Cameron?
I think I will be on the 8th. And then we leave.
Okay.
Where are you going to be?
You're going to be in L.A.? You coming to visit us?
I may very well be in L.A., so it would be great to see you guys.
We'll see you there.
We'll
run into us. Maybe we'll run into the chicken heads. She's like,
no. She's like, I want my own private performance.
Yeah.
That could be arranged.
That could be arranged.
We'll come back. Now, you guys want to come back another time after the parade? Get your music?
We would love to.
So we're going to invite them back.
That sounds great.
We're delightful.
Chicken heads will be back.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Hipster Chucky, who's listening right now.
Oh, so
Chucky did a post about
us. Thank you. Thank you, Hipster Chuck.
Anybody else?
Mix that together.
Let's give a shout out to all, Pizza Rat and Honeycomb Draws and Jasper's Banjo.
What was that?
Jasper's Banjo, Pizza Rat, Honeycomb Draws.
Hey, Stick.
Space Tick, yes.
We love you all.
You're such cute young people.
Isn't that cool? Isn't it cool?
Yeah, they're very sweet.
This is our new future. It's going to be a wonderful world with these guys. Then the other people
for it.
These guys, and by the way, there's going to be other events around now. You'll be playing around here?
Yeah, we'll be playing again in December. And let's see, we're playing December 15th at Kulak's Woodshed in North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And we're playing December 16th somewhere that I can't disclose yet. But just keep an eye out. Keep an eye out. Keep that day open on your calendar.
I'll see him.
Keep busy.
Do you think he'll be...
But come see us Sunday at Meow Meow's after the Doodah Parade.
Meow Meow's.
Yeah.
Meow. There's no cats, just chickens and carrots.
Yeah.
Cats are good. I want vacation. Anyway, what I was
nobody's allergic to chickens, right? They're just allergic to chickens.
I don't think so.
I've never heard of anybody allergic to chickens.
Okay, good.
Everybody likes chickens.
Okay, come to that show then.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you mention it, they had a show years ago. And I forgot what it was, like Jerry Springer. A woman got allergic to chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
So it is a thing.
Yeah. Don't be allergic to anything.
Okay, besides that lady, everybody else is welcome to the show.
Okay.
Thank you, Bernadette.
If she comes, she needs to take a Benadryl before.
She's
she's off. Anyway, anything else you'd like to tell the folks out there in Hollywood and Radio Land?
Yeah, keep on clucking. And check out Radioactive Chickens and come down to the Doodah Parade. You will not be disappointed this Sunday.
Yay! And by the way, you could do Uber.
Uber or Lyft or take the train.
Oh, yeah. The train station's not too far from two blocks from Colorado.
Or you could ride a bike.
Colorado. Yeah, the metro.
Or a skateboard.
Yeah, it's great. I've done that.
What's that other thing?
Segway? Oh, a scooter?
The Gold Line. The Gold Line going up there.
Yeah. It's real close to you.
Yeah. They're putting another station right behind my apartment.
We have no stations. All we have is a dirty train station by me.
One station, yeah.
Yeah, one station. Yeah. We don't want to go there.
Yeah, and the Gold Line is also fun if you park your car down at Union Station, you take it in, because it's almost like a Disneyland ride. You go through these neighborhoods with cute little houses. Yeah,
it's a nice ride. I've never tried it.
Oh, yeah, I used to take the trains a lot. It's easier than driving.
The Pasadena has a little fun rides, like human beings. You go to different communities. And then they have...
You can travel through time.
And you go, and they got good Chinese food.
That's right.
You get to San Gabriel, right? Mm-hmm. San Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. I love... There's one place I love going out there.
Hafangjoy!
That's right.
Long Kai Choi is coming. Yeah, but that's February.
That's 2018. But anyway, thank you all very much.
It's the year of the chicken, and it's the year of the chicken, right?
Oh, yeah, it's the year of the chicken.
Oh, good for you.
This year.
Thank you.
Good for you.
And by the way, you know what? Chicken beer. Is there chicken beer?
No.
I don't know.
We could cluck on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I wanted to mention to our listeners out there, next week we'll be here. We've got some interesting people. I got a lady that thought she's a Martian. So she'll be here.
Oh, good.
Next week.
That'll be interesting.
She thinks she's a Martian.
She thinks she's a Martian.
My sister used to think she was a Martian when we were kids. Yeah, I had some kid come up to me on the playground. Goes, is it true your sister has a spaceship cemented into the wall in your basement and she's from Mars? I was like, oh, really?
Really?
Let me go find my sister right now. Yeah.
Well, I am not crazy. I am a chicken. I don't think I'm a chicken.
Well, check profile.
I'm
let's
not
see.
Crazy.
Nah, she doesn't have a profile.
She's the one that don't go to Tyson or the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Foster Farms.
That's right. Don't go there.
We stay away.
Yeah, we stay away from those places.
And you know what? It's funny. They did a test on the chickens. They're not really biotic free.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, yeah. No. We're nothing close to organic. We're definitely 100% genetically modified chickens.
That's it.
Yeah, you might have to have this building checked after you leave because probably everyone's contaminated by now.
Oh, my goodness.
With radiation.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've had radiation.
If you haven't had chicken, and if you haven't had chicken pox yet, you're in luck.
Exactly. I have.
Anyway, thank you so much
Thank you so much,
Ryan.
It was a pleasure. You're delightful.
See you on Sunday.
Beautiful people.
Sunday.
I love high fives. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, wow.
Meeting you.
Anyway, what I was going to mention, thank you very much for the radioactive chicken heads.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Wasn't that fun?
That was so much fun. They're so cute.
They're clucking along.
I love that music. It was very delightful.
And I was going to mention that we will have some people who are going to have Amber come in next week. Amber.
Okay.
Martinez. Okay. And guess who's coming in?
Who?
Jose Escamilla.
Oh, finally. Oh, I haven't called him.
Thank you very much. And Jose Escamilla.
Okay.
He'll be coming in.
Good.
But I wanted
to
mention
to him
that we'll be back to, we're going to do our holiday thing. We'll do our Hanukkah show. Hanukkah's 12th this year. Christmas is after. Usually Hanukkah's near Christmas or whatever.
Well,
we're
going to
have,
come close.
We're going to have reggae music from Hawaii. For Hanukkah.
Reggae music from Hawaii
for that
Hanukkah.
Celebrates Hanukkah.
I love it. We're global.
Hey, man, we are global. We are global here at LA Talk Radio.
Yes, we are.
Anyway,
we're extraterrestrials.
Anyway, we're going to both say to you guys, good night from
Los Angeles.
That's it. And keep smiling. Have a good week. Don't worry. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yes.
Right?
Take care.
Take care, everybody in Radio Land.
That was fun. They are so hysterical.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.